Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Is the job market moving from hot to lukewarm? From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. As the new year goes on, there has been a steady drip of layoffs here and there, some significant, some pretty modest. Next week, we'll get the official tally from the federal government of jobs added and lost from the economy. It may well reflect a slowdown. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
Corporate layoff announcements have been coming seemingly by the day, first from tech companies such as Spotify, Alphabet, and Microsoft, then from the financial sector, Goldman Sachs and asset manager BlackRock. Now corporate cost-cutting amid an uncertain economic environment appears to be spreading. We've heard from manufacturer 3M. It's cutting 2,500 jobs. Chemicals giant Dow plans to trim about 2,000. Toymaker Hasbro will lay off about 1,000 workers after a disappointing holiday shopping season. To be sure, these are not big numbers, especially since there are still about 2 job openings for every unemployed person looking for work. And there are plenty of companies hiring. Chipotle needs 15,000 new workers. Taco Bell needs more than 25,000. But layoffs could accelerate, especially since the Federal Reserve expects to see the unemployment rate rise this year as interest rate hikes slow the economy. Central bankers believe they must reduce wage pressures in order to squash inflation. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
The U.S. economy, as you have probably heard by now, grew at an annualized rate of 2.9% in the fourth quarter of last year. That is a decent number, especially compared to the first half of the year, and more than what surveyed economists were expecting. But 2.9% growth is not the whole story. The Commerce Department's report had within it some red flags about the economy. Marketplace's Justin Ho has been following this, has more.
Let's start with the good news. The economy grew, even though the Federal Reserve's been raising interest rates, and inflation hasn't gone away. Consumer spending has been resilient, so has business spending. That said, companies built up a lot of inventory last quarter. That could be a sign of confidence, or it could be a sign that businesses overestimated consumer demand. Meanwhile, imports fell. That's a sign that businesses realized they already had enough product on hand. There are signs that consumer demand is weakening. Even though consumer spending rose last quarter, more recent data show that spending's been slowing down. If that continues, more companies could lay off workers, increasing the chances of a recession. Economists we spoke with say there's a decent chance that could happen later this year. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
All right, let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 0.1%. Dow futures are flat. S&P and NASDAQ futures are down in the 2-5/10% range. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 3.565%. A class action lawsuit is accusing hotel companies on the Vegas Strip of colluding to artificially raise their prices. Hotels allegedly worked with a firm that used pricing algorithms to maximize prices across the market. The suit accuses them of algorithmic-driven price fixing.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
We, as in humanity, have more information, more knowledge now than at any time in our history. And one might think that means technological growth and scientific advancement are only going to accelerate as we move forward. Well,
Turns out that's not necessarily the case. There's actually been a dramatic slowdown in the number of big scientific and technological innovations over time. That's according to a new paper published in the scientific journal Nature. Russell Funk co-authored that paper. He's an associate professor of strategic management and entrepreneurship at the University of Minnesota, and he's here to help us understand what is going on. Good morning, Professor Funk.
Good morning.
Do you have a metric or a number that can sort of help people visualize the extent to which scientific progress has slowed down?
It's hard to put a single number on it, even though that's part of what we try to do in the paper, partially because it's declining at somewhat different rates across different fields. But if you use the metric that we used in our paper, which was based on looking essentially at patterns of citation and kind of how new scientific works kind of push the conversation in new directions or kind of add to the existing conversation, ranges from anywhere from about 90 to 100% across different broad areas of science from what we saw back in the 40s to early 2010s.
90 to 100% slowdown?
Decline from the high.
That seems so massive.
Yeah, well, and there's been, very dramatic changes in science over the course of that period, both in how science is done. So we know that back in the 40s, a lot of science was done still by individuals or in small teams. Science has really grown up during that period. And today you have, across all fields, larger and larger groups of people working together, which tend to approach science in different ways. There's also been huge increases, even greater increases, in the amount of prior scientific knowledge that people have to learn to get to the frontiers of their fields, which has made science more challenging.
What do you think this means for economic growth?
I think it's hugely important. If you look over the long run, there's lots of theories in economics and elsewhere that say economic growth is really driven by progress in technology, and progress in technology is driven by progress in science. And that's not to say that we're not seeing lots of really great progress in both science and technology, but the kind of science that people are doing is tending to really enhance the old conversation. So test out and demonstrate and establish and document existing theories and existing scientific understanding, rather than pushing science in new directions, which would ultimately lead to new types of technologies, which are the seeds of new industries and so forth. And so it raises concerns with the long run. Are we going to see the next big ideas in science, or are we going to develop the next big areas of technology? And what does that mean for our national competitiveness and economic growth?
Russell Funk is an associate professor of strategic management and entrepreneurship at the University of Minnesota. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
Our digital producer is Jarrett Dang. Our engineers are Jessen Dueler and Nick Esposito. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.